This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Maybe it is because women have seen and lived the stories behind a new study that shows abortion as dangerously jeopardizing physical and mental health. But a CBS poll finds millennial women aged 18 to 35 are rejecting feminist labels and no longer are a pro-choice monolith, but hold wide-ranging opinions on abortion. Pro-life actress Patricia Heaton says part of the problem is that feminist political leaders worship at a pro-abortion political altar. The British Medical Association is moving ahead with implementation of a court ruling last month. They want doctors to use an unregulated authority to end lives for the mentally disabled or those with degenerative diseases like dementia. And the latest FDA update is in on chemical abortion RU486 pills. Over 1,000 have been hospitalized, 22 have died. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. Pro-life advocates in North Ireland over the weekend inserted themselves into civil rights demonstrations largely organized by ardent pro-abortion secularists. Calling abortion a violation of civil rights did not sit well with Sinn Féin party activists, yet pro-lifers were quick to point out abortion hypocrisy in civil rights granted to only those persons chosen by those who like abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.